Republicans keep pushing for sanctions on Russia now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
In these summits or during these conversations, you say, Putin, we'll pull these back when you pull your troops back.
But here's the counter to Congressman Michael Waltz, who doesn't want to wait for Ukraine invasion. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells NBC's Meet the Press.
As soon as you trigger the sanctions, of course, any deterrent effect they may have is gone. They get absorbed.
He and his Russian counterpart will talk again later this week. And then President Biden could meet again with Russia's leader, though Vladimir Putin says there are no concrete plans yet.
The White House is confirming President Biden's potential participation, saying diplomacy will be pursued until the moment an invasion begins. And in a letter published by the Washington Post, a U.S. ambassador wrote to the U.N., quote, we have credible information that indicates Russian forces are creating lists of identified Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps following a military occupation.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Canadian police have cleared out that weeks-long convoy protesting COVID mandates in the capital, Ottawa, towing trucks, arresting some protesters. One demonstrator, Robert Dorian, tells Fox.
Police officers were extremely rough in certain measures, in certain cases.
At least two officers' use of force under investigation. There is talk of a similar protest in Washington, so they're getting ready at the Capitol. Fox's Jared Halpern has more live.
U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies are preparing for a Canada-style truck protest in the coming days, potentially to coincide with President Biden's first State of the Union address next week. Reinstalling a temporary perimeter fence is part of those discussions remains an option, Capitol Police say. Though Fox News has learned fencing will return before the March 1st speech from the president. Fencing was set up around the entire Capitol complex in the aftermath of the riot last year, with physical barriers remaining for about 6 months, Dave.
Jared, COVID cases keep falling after the record Omicron wave. Down a fifth straight week across America, COVID deaths declined a third week in a row. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Fox News.
It's President's Day, and our 45th one is rolling out his new Truth social media platform in the Apple App Store. Of course, former President Trump was infamously removed from Twitter and Facebook after last year's Capitol riot. Democrats accuse him of helping instigate. His name could come up more than once in a key swing state tonight.
Pennsylvania Senate Republican candidates are expected at their first televised debate tonight, hosted by Villanova University. But notably, two top polling candidates won't be there. Dr. Mehmet Oz's campaign says they have a scheduling issue, and campaign officials for David McCormick, a veteran, former U.S. Treasury official, and former hedge fund executive, say he looks forward to debating Oz. In recent polling, more than 20% of likely Republican voters said they were undecided. The topics of debate will include the filibuster, foreign policy, the economy, and energy and infrastructure. The primary is scheduled for May 17th. A number of Democrats are running as well, including the state's lieutenant governor and Congressman Connor Lamb. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A rookie won NASCAR's famed Daytona 500.
Holy cow's right, kid. You just won the biggest race of your life.
Austin Cindric won on Fox, beating Bubba Wallace by tenths of a second in a photo finish. Steph Curry shined at the NBA All-Star Game on TNT.
Curry, a floater on the fly.
Oh, my God. 50 points.
It's video. We're playing.
Curry hit a record 16 three-pointers, leading Team LeBron past Team Durant 163-160. In college, drama at the end of Wisconsin's win over Michigan.
The music stopped as a fight began.
Yo! And Jawan Howard just threw a right hand. And now we got a scrub, and this is an ugly scene.
On CBS, Michigan head coach Jawan Howard hit Wisconsin assistant Joe Krabenhoff in the face. Howard said he was angry Wisconsin had called two meaningless timeouts in the final minute of a game clearly decided.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.